Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Caitlin today in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. The Beef Council has worked down through the years with future dietitians through training sessions for dietetic interns at several Oklahoma universities. Heather, tell me about one of these recent intern training sessions.
So we recently hosted dietetic interns from Oklahoma State University for a media and ranch day in Stillwater. The purpose of such events is threefold. First of all, we want to educate future dietitians about the benefits of beef, about beef's nutritional benefits, and then we want to provide them an overview of all Beef Checkoff-funded research, which truly demonstrates beef's role in a healthy diet. The second is to provide media and food demonstration training to assist them in their future careers. And the third is to educate them about beef production and answer their questions about the use of technology in beef production and beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. As always, we invite you to go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner to learn more about what's going on with your beef checkoff dollars. oklabeef.org. Caitlin McCulloch is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver. She says one thing that the cattle industry's got to pay a lot of attention to in the weeks and months ahead, what's happening with this 2019 corn crop that has had such a hard time being planted here during the spring months of 2019. It will have impact on the value of our calf and yearly market looking forward.
I think a lot of this is playing into the corn market and what folks are seeing or not yet knowing what corn acres are going to do and where that yield's going to end up. And that's pushing prices higher across the board. And I think adding to some of the weakness here in the feeder cattle market.
That's our feed grain prices going up, corn prices going up, with the flip side being lower cattle prices in the days to come. And Caitlin says we've got more uncertainty ahead of us until we really shake out exactly where we are on corn acreage and production numbers.
Well, the acreage number is still shaking out. It's a little bit of a moving target. So every Monday afternoon, we're provided a USDA NAS crop progress report, which provides a general view of what's happening. But until we get that June acreage report, that's going to be the first time we actually receive farmer-based survey data on what acreages and how those plantings are since the prospective plans release in March. Now, when we're looking at corn acres, it's anything but set in stone right now. We're looking at lower acres than prospective plantings, and we've revised our forecast down quite a bit, and that's going to move forecast lower for 500- and 600-pound calves as well as 700- and 800-pound yearlings for the rest of the year likely. Now, that's pricing in right now at a corn price of somewhere around $4.50 a bushel. But I will caution you, I think that could move higher in the next couple of weeks, depending on what the next couple of Mondays show as crop progress and how the weather holds out.
Caitlin, based on this acreage shortfall that we find in some of the key major feed grain states, corn-producing states, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, especially, it seems, this is probably not going to be a short-term situation.
I would agree with that. So we've dropped price forecasts through the rest of the year between $4 and $7 a hundredweight for 5 to 600-pound animals, and through actually the third quarter of 2020, but less of a reduction there in the fourth quarter of 2020. I think the impact here is going to be pretty widespread. Even though we're expecting corn to rebound in the following year, it's still these short crops tend to have long tails. Mm-hmm. On the yearling side, we lowered prices by about $2 to $5 a hundredweight in that same time frame, based on that higher corn price right now. But we didn't change much to the beef production number, so the supply side is largely looking about the same. That's primarily a feed cost-driven adjustment.
And Caitlin says one other weather factor that's out there influencing beef prices, as far as domestic beef demand is concerned, a little bit cooler weather thus far this grilling season.
Now, I will say cooler weather usually does not help with grilling season. It's been a rather slow warm up across the country, and nicer weather will certainly help keep things up in terms of beef demand for this summer.
Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. Of course, you can do your part this weekend for Dear Old Dad, Father's Day this weekend. Grab some steaks and grill them up. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.